Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the fruits and benefits and consequences of the fear of Allah. You know, the fear of Allah is one of those beautiful and very essential and very central Islamic traits in the universe of, that is, Islamic morals and ethics. In fact, this is a very famous tradition that the Holy Prophet said, the beginning of wisdom, Ra'asul Hikmat, the beginning of wisdom and hikmat is the fear of Allah, Makhafatullah. Right? So this, there's nobody can deny the very central role that this plays in Islamic ethics. In fact, we have the very famous verse of the Holy Quran, you've all heard of it, and you've all listened to it, you memorized it, in which God says that, surely we have created you as tribes and as nations, so that you know one another. Verily, the most noble of you is the one who is the most pious and the most God-fearing. Inna akramakumullah, inna Allah atqakum. Right. So we all know that this is very, very central and pivotal trait of in Islam. But what are its benefits? Let's look at the benefits of this in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. The Prophet said, Allah Blessed and Most High says the following. So this is a hadith al-Qudsi. The Prophet is narrating this saying of God, but of course it's not revelation, it's not part of the Quran, but it's a hadith al-Qudsi. God says, by my honor and majesty, God swears by his honor and majesty, I do not combine two types of fear for my servant. Neither do I combine two types of security for him. If he feels secure from me and my punishment in this world, I will frighten him on the day of resurrection. Right? So if somebody feels like he's okay, nothing's going to happen to him on the day of resurrection, he's not really scared about what's going to occur in the hereafter, this is a bad sign, right? Everybody's going to be afraid of God, regardless of whether it's in this world or in the hereafter. If we're not afraid of him in this world, then for sure, on that day, we're going to be afraid and fearful of him when we see the punishment of God. So it's better to be afraid of God here in this world. So that's why God says the following in continuation. He says, and if he, meaning the servant, fears me in this world, I will provide security for him on the day of resurrection. Right? On the day of resurrection, he will be secure and safe from the punishment of God. This is one of the benefits of the fear of God, that on that day we won't be fearful. That's a very fearful and very scary day. In fact, you read in the Holy Quran that it's so fearful and scary that when the day of resurrection appears, if there's a child who is being nursed by his mother, the mother will throw away the child and run out of fear. And we know that the mother's love for her child is something that surpasses all loves. But that day is so scary and fearful that even she will forget her child on that day. So let's be fearful of God in this world so we can be in security on the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the fear of God and its fruits in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.